step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All Hit Radio.
Welcome to the X-Zone. A place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob Vicano.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. My mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there. I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayers. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours, to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love.
And welcome to the X Zone, everyone. I am Rob McConnell, and for the next 4 hours, I am your host and your guide as we together cross the time-space continuum to this place that I call the X Zone. It's a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. It's a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. And we come to you Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern until 2 a.m. Eastern, right here on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, Talkstar Radio Network, and Mutual Broadcast Network, and our family of broadcast affiliates right around the world. If you would like to send me an email, xzone at xzoneradiotv.com, on all social media sites, X-Zone Radio TV. For what's happening in the X-Zone Nation, visit www.xzoneradiotv.com. And for the X-Zone TV channel that is exclusive to Simul TV, visit www.simultv.com. Before we get to my first guest this hour, Kasara, I'd just like to remind everyone that this coming weekend is the Travis Walton International Skyfire Summit. It's online November the 6th. The cost is $10 per person viewing. Travis Walton is going to be there, of course, as well as other members of the Travis Walton Fire in the Sky crew of people, and it's going to be a live event online. And to get more information or to sign up for this event, theobservationdk.com. Go to www.theobservationdk.com. Kasara is my special guest this hour, and Kasara is an international best-selling author and specialist in dream interpretation. She is the director of UCM Teaching Research Center, based in Canada and in many countries. She is now an international sensation on social media with more than 500,000 views on YouTube, with her Angelica Mantra concert and meditation CD collection called Angelica Mantra. Now, this is six double CDs, also available on MP3s on the online store at ucm.center. She has presented during the pandemic free Angelica Mantra concert each month that have gone viral on social media. Joining me now from the beautiful province of Quebec, where I'm originally from, is Kisara. And Kisara, welcome to the X-Zone.
Hi, Rob. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a great pleasure. Kisara, you know, on this show, we talk about many things. We talk about ghosts. We talk about UFOs. We talk about psychic phenomena, Bigfoot. And the list goes on and on and on. But I must tell you something, Kisara. My favorite topic and the topic that I believe in is angels. So I'm so happy you're with us tonight.
Oh, I'm so happy to. It is also very, very interesting when we talk about angels. So I'm very happy to share with you tonight.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Kisara, and where your love and interest in angels comes from.
So it comes from my very, very young age, because actually for me, all my spiritual path and my questions, everything started with premonitory dreams. So many premonitory dreams I received, and even in my earliest childhood. So I was 4 years old, and I was starting to draw my dreams because I was not writing yet. And my parents could really, you know, recognize the premonitions that were coming from my dreams and that were becoming reality after a couple of days or a couple of months. So for me, my fascination to spirituality and the understanding of multi-dimensions, it all started with dreams and my connection with meditation. Because from my very young age, I learned to meditate as a game at first with my parents, with my father that used to chant mantra to me before going to bed at night. And it started from, you know, a love of just wanting to discover more and understand more about spirituality. And it grew because as a family, we experienced so much through these dreams. And my father, it was the same thing for him. He received many, many premonitory dreams. So we shared, we experienced together something that is so powerful. And we received our own proofs that there is a real connection between dream and reality. So for me, everything started through dreams and the power of meditation that really has an impact on dreams.
Let me ask you this, Kisara. What is the origin of angels?
So the origin of angel is fascinating for me because it comes from very, very ancient times. Mm-hmm. It is like, you know, a very ancient symbol. And it is the representation of a human being with wings.
Right.
And if we come back to old times, to the very beginning of times, actually, we can understand that there was no other ways to express this high potential, this angelic elevation that the symbol of wings represents. So before there were no superheroes yet, there were no super possibility or capacities that we could draw in another way in our modern times. But if we go back in time, just adding wings to a human being, it was a very powerful symbol to express this capacity to travel. Also like a dreamer that can travel in many different memories or in many different experimentations or can travel through time if we talk about premonitory dreams, etc. So it is a very ancient symbol. And for me, it is not just a little being with wings. For me, an angel is more than that. It is actually your own capacities to become a better soul, a better person. So it is also in relation with the best version of us, with the best qualities we can all choose to activate from within ourselves.
Kassara, what do you mean by doing mantra practice with an angel?
So doing mantra practice is very easy. It is actually a meditation technique.
Oh.
So for those who are new to meditation, there are millions of ways we can meditate, of course, and all the traditions, the different traditions can lead us to this discovery.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, mantra is one of is a way to meditate. And it is the notion, the simple fact of repeating the same word over and over again. So, for example, there are traditions that can repeat confidence, and they can repeat a quality, and they can repeat it over and over again. And Angelika mantra, so this notion of repeating the name of an angel, that comes from very, very ancient times. And it is also the real origin of angels with all the names and et cetera. It is so fascinating. But to make it very, you know, in a simple way, it is this notion of repeating the name of an angel to integrate the qualities it represents. So, for example, mm-hmm. there's an angel of love, there's an angel of patience, there's an angel of understandings. And whenever we go through ordeals or maybe questions or difficulties in our life, we can choose the name of an angel that we repeat like a mantra to integrate its qualities inside ourselves and to activate the understandings we need at this time. With the meditation, with the mantra. So, for example...
Okay, I'm going to have to ask you to hold it here because I do have to take my break, Kassara. And
yes.
Exonation, Kassara and I will be back on the other side of this break as we continue talking about angels this hour, my favorite topic here on the Exone. And if you'd like to find out more about Kassara, if you'd like to get her CDs, MP3s, or just find out about this fascinating guest of ours this hour, visit www.ucm.center. We'll be back on the other side. Don't go away.
And led me home. My mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there. And I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayers. Oh, I believe there are angels among us. Send down to us from...
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the X-Zone. I am Rob McConnell, coming to you from our broadcast center and studios in Crystal Beach, Ontario, Canada. Our guest this hour is Kassara. We're talking about angels, and if you'd like to find out more about Kassara, you can visit online at www.ucm.center/EN /authors/Kassara. We're going to put all this information online for each and every one of you to check out. Because as I said, angels have always been a part of my life. And, you know, it's coming to be Christmas. Like, we're just a month away from Christmas, a month and 3 weeks, I believe. And angels seem to be more prevalent at Christmas time than any other part of the time of the year. And Kassara, welcome back. And you were talking about the spiritual side of angels. But what about the people who actually have interaction with angels?
Yes, this is also very touching. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know if you know this, Rob, but did you know that we have three bird angels?
No, I didn't.
Everyone receives three bird angels. What? And we can calculate this on our website at ucm.center. And it is so interesting because whenever you have your birth and your hour, mm-hmm, of your hour of birth also.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You can calculate this with your date, and it takes a few seconds, and you can reach, you know, the understanding of your three birth angels that will accompany you your entire life. And this is very interesting. Very interesting.
I'd like to share with you my first encounter of with an angel when I was very young.
Oh, I would be very interested to hear this, Rob.
I have a younger brother. He's about 4 years younger than I am. He lives in Montreal. And we used to live in Park Extension in Montreal. And my grandmother lived down the street. And one day, do you remember the baby food that used to come in cans? Maybe you don't, because yes, you're very young yourself. Anyway, the baby food used to come in cans. And back then, they did not know about the protective coating that you could put inside a can. So there was a lot of ptomaine poisoning that was going on. Well, my brother was fed, my brother ingested some of this bad baby food. So my mother, my father took my brother in the car. They put me in the back seat. They dropped me off at my grandmother's. And my grandmother, knowing how serious this was, called up all the family members to come to her home so that the family could support each other. My grandmother was the pillar of the family. So it did not look good for my brother. And I remember this as clear today as it happened many, many years ago. I looked in the corner of the kitchen, and there was this man dressed in white. He had these beautiful eyes. He had a little beard, a goatee. And I looked at him, and I felt something very warm, something very loving. And the impression I got was that he was telling me that everything was going to be okay, that my brother was going to be fine. So my grandmother caught me looking in the corner where she saw nothing, and she said, "What are you looking at? And I said, "Well, I'm looking at that man." And I turned back to the corner, and he was gone. Sure enough, as soon as I said that to my grandmother, the phone rang. It was my mother, as she told everyone at the house, that my brother had passed the turning point and that he was on the road to recovery.
From this is wonderful.
From that moment on, I believe in angels.
I understand, and this is beautiful. And you know, the universe has so many ways to touch our heart mm-hmm. and to give us proofs also now on the path. And this is so powerful. And yes, we can encounter angels not only in dreams, but also in reality. And also, we can also become this angelic potential. And this is so important for people also to understand that no matter what they go through, no matter the difficulties or the weaknesses they have, every day they can choose to become better. And they can choose to activate this angelic potential they have from within. Whenever you're full of gratitude or you're full of empathy, you can become this light also for someone else or for someone in need. And this is the power also of angelic possibilities that we have as human beings inside ourselves.
You know, earlier in my life, I was a police officer. And many times you'd go to a accident scene or where a person was in distress, and you would hear these stories, and I've talked to other police officers over my years, where this person just appeared out of nowhere, the stranger. And he either stayed with the person until emergency personnel came, or he was there to help and guide them out of a very dark situation. You know, I believe that angels are around us all the time, but we have become so insensitive as humans that, you know, we don't recognize the goodness and the spirituality and the angels that we encounter each and every day.
Of course, I agree with you. And when we pray angels, when we connect with this force, we can receive guidance. We can receive powerful guidance, and you can even receive either concrete guidance mm-hmm. or in dreams, for example, to help you avoid accidents. I have so many students now in the trainings we give with the DSSI training, so the interpretation of dreams, sign and symbols training, where we also work with Angelica Mantra to activate our dreams and to help people connect more and more with this powerful guidance. And whenever I teach this, I explain to people that whenever you connect with these qualities, you can activate new synchronicities and protections also. And you can even receive in dreams. I have many students that comes to me and explains me their experience and their testimony mm-hmm. where they were really protected. And even in dreams, because I also experience a lot of encounters in dreams, you can see yourself having an accident or with precise information, and the next day you can avoid this accident in your life, concretely speaking. So this is also, the more we pray with angels also, we can activate this kind of protection that we receive in terms of meditation or dreams or revelation or even feelings sometimes. And this is why it is so interesting to study this guidance that is so powerful.
You know, angels have been around since the very beginning. They were the messenger of God who brought important messages to the people. For example, the angel who was sitting beside the rolled away boulder on the day that Christ arose from the dead, the angel that brought the good news about Mary carrying the Son of God, Christ. Does the word angel mean messenger? Or what is your definition of the word angel?
For me, it is, there's many definitions actually, because yes, it is a messenger. It is a guidance. Mm-hmm. But if we come back to its core, it is truly about pure qualities, because an angel has no weaknesses.
Right.
If we think about it, an angel is perfect. So it is also a symbol that will help us to become this consciousness that is more elevated in a way, and that can have a global vision. Like when we meditate and we think about our life and okay, so did I do this right or wrong? And what's the plus and minus of this person or situation or myself? And whenever we ask ourselves questions, it's like if we get to this global vision of ourselves, of our life, and this kind of thinking will help us make better decisions. So the more we activate our possibilities, and science is coming to this notion of proving more and more how the human consciousness has a potential that goes way beyond what we can ever imagine.
Cassara, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have to take my news break at the bottom of the hour. Please stand by. And ExoNation, we're going to tell you how you can contact the UCM on the other side of this commercial break. They've got a fantastic website, and what I love about the UCM is that they want to help. They want to make this a better world. They want to make you and help you to become a better person. I'm Rob McConnell. This is the X Zone. Don't go away. And welcome back, everyone. This is the X Zone. I am Rob McConnell. We're coming to you from our broadcast center and our studios in Crystal Beach, Ontario, Canada. If you'd like to send me an email, xzone@xzoneradiotv.com, on all social media sites, X Zone Radio TV. And for the X Zone Radio TV show, our website is still the same after 32 years, xzoneradiotv.com. And of course, the X Zone TV channel that is exclusive to Simul TV. Visit www.simultv.com. Now, before I get back to Cassara, a very interesting guest, just want to remind everyone that this weekend is the Travis Walton International Skyfire Summit. It's a totally online venue on November the 6th. The cost is $10 US. And if you'd like to find out more information or if you'd like to book your spot online, www.theobservationdk.com. That's www.theobservationdk.com. And that reminds me that Travis Walton is going to be a guest here on the X Zone next week. Cassara is my very special guest. Her website, well, the website where you can get all the information on UCM is www.ucm.center. And Cassara, welcome back. Great talking to you. Thank you for taking time out of your very busy day to be with us tonight here in the X Zone.
Thank you, Rob. It's a great joy.
So we were talking about angels, the meanings, how we can tell who our angels are. You were telling us that each and every one of us, when we're born, have three angels. Why do you think there are those people in the world today who still don't believe in angels?
It's a very good question. Actually, I think that you just have to be in synchronicity with your time, you know. Mm-hmm. There's everyone has a moment in their life to discover certain things. And if it didn't reach you yet, it's okay. You know, I really respect people that don't believe in angels but for me, it is really concrete because I had my own proofs, I had my own connections,
right.
And this, you know, it's like if you need to live it to understand it. And this is why also at the UCM Teaching and Research Center, we offer meditation classes, we offer courses, trainings to help you get to your own proofs, you know, and to activate, to meditate, so you can activate more dreams and you can activate more understandings of your life. Because I truly believe that we can study our life mm-hmm. and understand it really precisely, deeply, and evolve and create an evolution from our understandings.
Now, do you believe in reincarnation?
It is a good question. Personally, yes, I do believe okay. in reincarnation. But for those who don't believe in this, we can also talk about the unconscious that is also full of memories, deep memories. But for me, I have my own proofs. Yes, sure. I do believe in reincarnation.
Why I asked you this, Kisara, is because over the years that I've been doing this show and the people that I've had the pleasure of meeting throughout the world, more and more people are coming to the realization that reincarnation is real.
Yes.
So the angels that are with us in this carnation, in this existence, are they the same angels that will be with us the next time we come around?
I will say yes, because I truly believe that an angel is like a part of God. It is part of the mm-hmm. intelligence that created the world we live in. So it is like an energy, and it is an energy that doesn't have to just have one form or one body, but that can be very free in a sense where this energy can continue its evolution and continue to grow, of course. But I believe that an angel is more than a human being. So it is not just in one physical body. It is like an energy that can enter in someone, that can live and live on over and over again.
Tell me a little bit more about the angel mantra. How do you practice your angel mantra, and do you use it every day?
So the angel mantra is very easy. In a way, you can repeat it. Like, for example, if you take the name of the angel Mikael, you can repeat Mikael, 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 Mikael. You can repeat it out loud, or you can have like a more interiorized mm-hmm. meditation process where you have the name of the angel that is repeating inside yourself. It depends of how you want to experience. You can also listen to Angelica mantras to practice meditation. So there's many ways, but it is very easy. Because I will tell you the secret, Rob, the more important thing is the power of our intention. So you need to be fully present when you meditate with an angel. You can even ask questions to the angel, and you will see the more you do this, the more you can even activate dreams where you receive the answers also through your dreams. It is very powerful, and the more you practice it, the more you discover many ways. Because if you, for example, work with the angel of patience, that is Angel Akayach. So it is really very ancient and secret names. So for example, Akayach, if you repeat over and over Akayach for a couple of days, you know, because you don't have to always be eyes closed. You can also be, you know, taking a walk, or you can also have an active meditation and just repeat in a simple way, the name inside yourself, and you will see that you will start to trigger signs linked to patience, linked to the quality the angel will represent. And this is so fascinating, because you will have your sister calling you, talking about impatience situation mm-hmm. or patient situation, and you will dream about this subject, and you will be like in the arms of the angel, helping you to develop more and more his qualities. So it is very powerful experience to do and to encounter, and very simple at the same time. And now we are now in a modern world where meditation is becoming more and more,
acceptable.
More and more normal, yeah. And in a good way, so people can connect with their inner worlds deeply. And I truly believe that in your life, you cannot just take time to brush your teeth every day, or shower every day, or eat every day. You also need to take time to nourish from within, and to interiorize yourself, to go from within and find solutions, take better decisions, etc.
Now, on your website, is there a place where our listeners can go to find out which angel's name that they should use in a mantra? For example,
yes.
You know, like you've been talking about, let me see, what was the angel that you were just saying?
Akaya
for patience.
Angel of patience.
Right.
Yes.
So they can go to your website, ucm.center, to find out the different names of angels. So if they need patience, they know which angel to do the mantra with.
Yes, of course.
Excellent.
You can read the qualities of all angels, of all 72 angels, because if we go back to the origins, there was 72 names, and it is like 72 parts of God, in a way, like and even the name Akayah means God of patience. So all the names are also in connection with the qualities they represent. So unconsciously, while you repeat this, you activate the quality. And a mantra is very powerful, you see, and people don't know this sometimes, but many people can repeat, for example, sentences in their heads, in their thoughts, and, oh, I'm useless, or I'm never gonna success,
right.
Or and they will have like negative thoughts like this, and this is also a mantra in a way, but a negative mantra. And for a person, for example, that will have a lot of lack of confidence, we can choose to work with an angel of confidence to help that person reprogram the lack of self-esteem into a beautiful, strong, and balanced confidence. So this is also how we can use an angel to work and to improve ourselves.
Okay, Sarah, please stand by. We've got to take our final break. And so, Nation, for more information, visit www.ucm.center. And Kasara and I will be back on the other side of this break as we wrap up this hour here in the X Zone with yours truly, Rob McConnell, from our studios in beautiful Crystal Beach, Ontario, Canada. Don't go away.
I won't give up, you don't give up. I won't give up, you don't give up.
I need a sign to let me know you're here. 'Cause my TV set just keeps it all from being clear.
Welcome back, everyone. Angels is the subject of the hour here on the X Zone with yours truly, Rob McConnell, my special guest from Quebec in the beautiful Laurentians near St. Agathe is our very special guest, Sarah. For more information about Kisara and UCM, please visit their website at www.ucm.center. Kisara, it's great having you with us. I love the topic of angels, and thank you so much for helping me bring to light what angels are to many of the new listeners that we have here in the X Zone.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
Is there any danger in asking the angels to help us continuously? Like, will they ever say, well, geez, Rob, you're asking for Angel Ariel, asking for Gabriel, you're asking for Michael. Enough is enough, guy. Or do they say, we are there to help?
No, of course, there's no danger to that, Rob. And, you know, an angel is full of love, so it is like when you love your child.
Yeah.
You love him so much that you will continuously help him without counting, with devotion, with your pure heart. So it is a full concentration of qualities, mm-hmm. an angel, and we can activate this potential from within. And for those also who would love to have more information about angels, they can also go on our website and discover our bestseller. So the Book of Angel, The Hidden Secrets, that is a book that is full of understandings and full of testimonials. So why this book is so international now, and it is now a world reference in the study of angels, it is because it is full of testimonials of true story of people who work with the name of an angel, who asked questions to an angel and received guidance, received answers. And it is also a connection, you know, that is so human when you read this book. And this book also very, you know, it is like explaining very precisely how you can work with an angel and how there's no danger to this because you are in connection with purity, with pure qualities. So you can only help yourself improving your life with this kind of knowledge.
Is there a connection between angels and our dreams?
Of course, because when we go back in time, mm-hmm. like we talked about, an angel is the best, you know, metaphor of a dreamer, of a human being that has the capacity to open his wings and travel within his own consciousness, but also in the consciousness of others. Because with dreams, sometimes you can dream about your own memories, about what's going on inside yourself at that precise moment. Or you can also travel and you can also see the future or see the past. Or you can also help others in dreams. And this is so powerful, but this is real. You can also develop the capacity to help someone in a dream and become this angelic capacity to help others. And this is so touching because it happened to me. Mm-hmm. And since my very young age, I was so young and I was sometimes dreaming about people around me. I could dream about my mother or my uncle or my family members, and I was seeing myself helping them. And after that, I was seeing in concrete life, in concrete reality, I was seeing the result of my help. And this is so profound. So sometimes we are being helped, but the more we also develop our qualities, the more we can also become this help force for someone else. And this is also the beautiful path of working with angels and activating this capacity of helping others in a way.
Kisara, these are very trying times. We have, you know, I don't even know if we're post-COVID anymore because I read the paper this morning and it said that Quebec had more than 500 new COVID cases. We have the political unrest. We have the indigenous people who are finding bodies of children buried throughout British Columbia. And then we look back in our own times. We had the Du Plessis orphans. We have the climate control issues. How do the angels help us to cope with these very trying times?
Yes, I understand it is difficult times right now, and I have so much compassion for families also who lost people also because of COVID, because of this pandemic. But at the same time, I believe that there will be also positivity that will come out of this with time. And this will, it depends on how people will be able to help each other and to grow strong with these issues. But at the same time, I believe that there's many ways to live COVID and to live this situation, international situation right now. And we can choose to live it in a way of saying, okay, in an acceptance way of saying, okay, how can I help people around me? How can I can I improve myself so I can change things and get better? And I think that one of the positive aspects of this pandemic situation is the fact that people experienced even lockdown and confinement, where they were in a way a little forced to interiorize more and to stop a little the action force of life and to think a little more about what's going on in their life, what's going on in their inner worlds, so they can, after that, bring more change. So I believe that, yes, it's not easy, but there are also positive things that will come out of this situation. And this is also why I chose to bring some live events, some monthly free Angelica Mantra concerts, just to help people connect to meditation very easily online and to understand also that meditation can be accessible to everyone. And when we live these kind of difficult moments through meditation, through light, through understanding, it is just helping us to help each other also.
Kisara, we've got about a minute and a half left in this hour's interview. Again, thank you so much for joining us. And please say hello to Kaya for me. We had him on last week. And it's so wonderful.
Say hello.
It is so wonderful to know that there are people like you, there are people like Kaya, and the other members at the UCM Center who want to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. So within a minute, what are your final words to the X-Zone Nation tonight?
So I will say thank you, and I will say also congratulations. So congratulations to ask questions in your life and to want to find new solutions. And I would say also, if you're interested through dreams, and I would tell you, write down your dreams. Even if you don't understand everything, there are symbols you receive every night. And angels can also communicate through your dreams to give you guidance. So if you just put a little interest in your dreams and your reality, the connections between those two, you could really improve your day-to-day life, and people also around you could be inspired by your beautiful path and evolution process.
Kisara, thank you very much for joining us. And I look forward to the next time when you and I meet back here in the X-Zone. Until then, have a great time and stay safe. And regards to all the people at the UCM for me.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Rob. And take care. Huh? Take care and continue your beautiful mission.
Thank you very much. Bonsoir et merci.
Merci.
X-Zone Nation, our guest this hour has been Kisara. And if you'd like to find out more about Kisara, and we had Kaya on last week, visit www.ucm.center. I'll be back on the other side of this commercial break at 6.5 minutes past the top of the hour as we continue here in the X Zone from our broadcast center and studios in Crystal Beach, Ontario, Canada. Don't go away.